As whaling declined, Nantucketers had to reinvent their economy. They began promoting the island as a beautiful, healthful summer resort in the 1860s. Twice daily steamship service from New Bedford started in 1874. A narrow gauge railway was built in 1881 to connect the ferry dock with the South Shore and Sconset, part of an effort to promote real estate development and get summer visitors to the beaches. Actors, artists, and writers from Boston, New York, and elsewhere began to summer on the island. In addition to the beautiful beaches and moors, Nantucket boasts many surviving 18th and 19th century buildings and has been called the finest example of an early New England seaport. The entire island has been designated a National Historic Landmark. This rooftop view is similar to the views that Nantucketers enjoy from the roof walks. Sometimes erroneously called widow's walks, these are rooftop platforms originally built to provide access to put out chimney fires. Follow the compass on the deck. Looking east, you will see the channel that rounds Brant Point, the entry point for ferry traffic. Visitors coming to the island by ferry will enjoy a spectacular view of the town. A Nantucket tradition says that as you leave the island and pass Brant Point Lighthouse, you should throw 2 pennies overboard to ensure a return visit.